So Rav Biederman brings down a beautiful maisa that happened. That the Rebbe David of Lodov, Zuchusa Galena, was once by his Rebbe, the Rebbe Remelech, Rav Noda Nomenbach for Purim. And we'll see this, let's see the story inside. The Kibir also Rabbi Remelech im Kos Yan Kidesha Yishtik Mitzayom. Remelech gave his beloved friend Rav David of Lodov, the Lodover, a coast of wine, to be Mekayim, one of the Mitzayom. So the Lulver said, "I'm sorry. He was a little hesitant. He said, my doctor told me I'm not allowed to have wine today. He said, basically, I'm taking some medicine for my head, and it said it's forbidden for me to be able to have some drink, a little wine." The Rebbe of Lezhinsk told back to his friend, he said, the doctor is sleeping right now. He said, the doctor is sleeping, and you don't have to be suspectful for his words, and you can be mekayem mitzvas hayom. But also, what happened was, is that his son, Rabbi Elazar of Lezhinsk, and now that his father said the following very deep statement, the doctor sleeping, he said, now we can understand the Ramah. The Ramah brings down, very famously, Simin Kaf Reish Sadi Hei Sif Beis, there's a Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Inesh Besumi Bepuraya Adaloyada Bin Arahama Lebaruch Mordechai. Right? The Gemara says that one is obligated to drink on Purim, to get drunk on Purim, until they don't know the difference between how cursed Haman is and how blessed Mordechai is, until they don't know the difference of the two. Haggah, the Ramah adds, the Yesh Omrim, the Ein Sarach Lishagar Kokach. There are those that say that you don't need to get so drunk. Elish Sheyishte Yosef Milimudo. You should just drink a little bit more than you're used to. The Yashin Umitach Sheyashan Eni Odeya Ben Araham Al Baruch Manach, and then sleep a little, and then through sleeping, then you're Mekayim this thing and not knowing the difference between Araham and Baruch Manach. So the son of the Malach said a beautiful thing. He says, don't view it as a two separate statements between the Shulchan Aruch, between the Ramah and the Ramah statement. The Ramah said that you don't have to get so drunk. Rather, the Yesh Omrim. He says, this is an amazing thing. He says, they're really all one statement. According to both opinions, according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Ramah, a person has to get intoxicated on Purim. But the Ramah adds, the Ramah adds, for those who are going to be a little choshish, a little suspectful, a little hesitant, be able to drink on Purim because of the doctors, the Yesh Omrim, don't just worry, the Yesh Omrim, the Yishan. The Yesh Omrim, now those who say not to, Yishan, they're sleeping. Hainu she Omrim lo, sheharofe yashan, v'lachin mutar lishtos k'mitzvasa. Right, a little Purim Torah. He says, it's not the Yesh Omrim that those that say, says Vayesh Omrim. There are those that say Vayishan. Tell them Vayishan. Those that say Vayesh Omrim Vayishan. Those are the ones who say you should just go to sleep. So the Rabbi Melech's son said no. Vayesh Omrim Vayishan means there are those who say those who say not to. They're sleeping, and therefore it's mutter. It's mutter to be able to drink on Purim, to be able to get to a place between Arah Harman Baruch Monach. Personally, from my Rebbeim, this is something that it's a very, very topic that gets a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of people take it the wrong way. Obviously, a person has to know how much they're able to drink and how much they're. Personally, I don't like the taste of wine at all. But at the end of the day, a person has to understand that there is a special Indian on Purim to be able to drink more than they're used to. And a person has to be able to properly prepare. And a person has to really think, am I really doing this in the most lishma way, right? And at the end of the day, a person should go into Purim understanding the mitzvah of the yom, not just be able to use it as an excuse, but to be able to be a user. And if someone's using this mitzvah to be able to use it, get closer to Hashem, and saying divrei Torah and negunim and having tremendous tefillahs and Torahs and Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochah Bez Hashem to have our Purim soon with the Rebbe Ramel.